Zara in Edmonton, what is the best thing that you've ever won?
Well, I won free canned show tickets.
Awesome.
Yay.
And so we got, like, we got free parking. We got, I think, nearly $100 worth of show bags.
Yay.
That's fantastic.
You were saying that you guys, Mum said you guys wouldn't be able to go if you didn't win these tickets.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great win
then.
That's
an awesome win.
Jaddo
in Coranda, winners are grinners. What is the best thing that you've ever won?
Yeah, I won one of those big trolleys full of a couple of grand's worth of groceries from Woolies. So I just donated to the Red Shield of people, you know, that with Christmas.
Well played,
yeah.
Mate. Did you keep anything out of the trolley? Some
WD-40 tin.
Marky and Mariba, good morning, Mark. How are you, mate?
Good, guys. Yourself?
Good, mate. What's the best thing you've ever won?
Well, best day I ever had was, this was back in the 80s when you could buy a pot for $2.
Yes.
Back in those days.
Yeah.
We used to go down to the pub every Saturday lunchtime for the fishing club raffles.
Okay.
Right.
And they'd have the meat trays, and they used to have about 10 of them.
Okay.
I proceeded to win 7 out of 10 of them.
7 out of 10 possible meat trays. Winning, Marky Mark. That's awesome.
Was everyone over you? Like, as you kept going, it was me. Were they like, oh, redraw?
Yeah, redraw. After about the third or fourth one, the uncle used to run the club and he'd come up to me and said, if you win any more, don't claim them.
Young Alana in Whitfield. How are you, Alana?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well.
What is your best win ever?
I won a slippery slide, like a pool slide from Alan's Pool Shop.
Awesome!
Did you win that?
I don't think, because we just gave one away a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
But when did you win yours, Alana? Was that a couple of years ago?
Yeah, it was.
That's fantastic.
That is so cool.
That is hours and hours of fun. You still use it?
Yeah, we used it the other day, and it's like triple the size the one that they gave away a few weeks ago.
Krista in Mossman. What about you, Krista? The best thing you've ever won?
In February 2017, I went into a competition on Star 102.7.
Yeah.
And it was the Chinese New Year of the Dragon, and I won a trip to the Philippines, and Inky was there.
Fantastic.
You remember this?
Yeah, we were just about to get married in August, and, I kept telling everyone at work the whole week, I'm going to win this, and there was only 5 of us in it. And yet, I won it, and I recorded it. My daughter filmed it, and I play it quite regularly as my Facebook memory. I've never been overseas before, and it was the best holiday. I was so stoked. I was just so pleased I won. And
brilliant.
When I went to work on the Monday, I said, I told you.
Did you just feel something in you that you knew you were going to win it?
Yeah, and it was really weird because we had to pull an envelope out of the dragon's house, and I remember going up and packing him. And I put my hands in and closed my eyes and I grabbed one envelope and I thought, oh no, I don't like the feel of that one, I'll grab this one instead. And then when I opened it, you were there, Inky, and you're like, winner! And I just lost it.
Sue in Westcourt, winners and grinners, what is the best thing that you have ever won?
Oh, the best thing I ever won was actually yesterday. I won 10 Domino pizzas off Facebook.
Oh!
And it was a Halloween comp and it said, what do the kids on your street do? So I wrote a poem about the kids on the street and I won it, and we had to use it by yesterday. So I went round all the households on the street with kids and said, come over,
yep,
have some pizza, have a swim. We also bought some ice creams and drinks for them, and we all had a wonderful afternoon and got to know the neighbours and all the kids.
That's awesome.
You were saying that
street
you wanted
party
to get to know your neighbours, and this was the perfect opportunity.
You've had a great weekend.
Yeah.
With the Kiwis also absolutely punching Australia in the Bledisloe Cup. I don't know if you watched
that on
Saturday.
Yeah, well, my husband and I argued over the television. I said, I'm watching the elections. You can go downstairs and watch the Bledisloe Cup.